You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we're taking a look back at the top moment in women's softball history, May 13, 2007. DePaul University jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the third inning of its 2007 NCAA Division III Softball Regional Championship game against Bridgewater College and held on for a 6-1 win to advance to the Division III Finals in Salem, Virginia, the first SCAC softball to ever reach the finals. The Tigers finished 4-0 at the regionals and improved to 36-5 overall. Megan Sultz posted her 18th win of the season as a freshman and allowed just 4 hits and 1 unearned run in 7 innings while striking out 5 and walking just 1. She posted a 4-0 record in the regional with a .97 ERA. Today we are joined by then and current head coach of the DePaul Tigers, Bonnie Scranton. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Coach, first of all, I just want to ask about the program. You took over the softball program that in your first season you went 6-24 and gradually improved each season. You know, heading into that 07 year, you were coming off a 31-10 campaign, by far your best season as a head coach there at DePaul at the time, losing in the SCAC championships to Trinity. Did you have a feeling that going into that 2007 year, you had a team that had the chance to be as special as they were heading into that year?
You know, we knew we were headed in the right direction. We had very big goals, but I don't think anyone, including myself, thought we would go as far as we did, still being a young program and kind of graduating two girls that helped build it. In 2006, so you didn't know how the freshman class was going to respond and how everyone was going to change over the summer, but definitely we were pleased, and the outcome was by far the most memorable and exciting for my career and I think the girls on that program.
Well, Coach, you mentioned that young talent. You open up the year at 19-0 with that 19 during that 19-game win streak. Only one game was won by one run or less. How important was that for this group of sort of a unique blend of upperclassmen leadership and a lot of young talent to benefit from such a good start to the season?
Well, it was so exciting because this was my first recruiting class. They were seniors this year. So Lauren Karash and Jessica Kruger leading the team, like Laura Schlesker, that crew, they were the first people that gambled to choose DePaul to kind of get behind me and lead the team. And then you had Rachel Gill and Megan Sultz, who's brand new freshman, and she only knows of a DePaul team that's successful. So she came in knowing, oh, you've got to work hard every day, you've got to put in, and it was a very unique blend. And you had Lauren Karash with all these innings of experience and on the mound talking and communicating with Megan, who just soaked it in, and every day got better and better to the point where when we were scouting out, we knew, okay, what innings Megan needed to throw to make sure we won, and where Lauren needed her role to be to get Megan through.
Coach, DePaul turns in a record of 11-1 in SCAC play as you guys head into the SCAC tournament that you're poised to win your first conference championship. The Tigers defeated Center 6-2 in your tournament opener before getting shut out in back-to-back games, coming up short of that conference title that you sought after. What do you think your team learned out of what was a disappointing result of the SCAC championships that year?
Well, we've always known, and it gives a lot of credit to the SCAC, but that tournament is hard, and our opponents in the SCAC were so competitive, and that's a good tournament, and one to never take for granted. But I think it helped kind of get the team knowing you cannot enter a game assuming your statistics are going to win it. You still have to go play this game of softball. And every team in that SCAC tournament that year was gunning for DePaul, and I just give them so many kudos because that was a big disappointment in the year. We definitely responded in a way. I was pretty proud of the girls, but that's definitely one of those championships the girls talk about, saying, "Ah, what happened there?" And that's a blip. There was another facet. It helped motivate us, to remind us we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We got the at-large bid, and that gave our girls, I think, a sense of we can breathe. Nobody expects us to be here, and we definitely played much looser when we went into the regionals.
Well, Coach, you mentioned that at-large bid. Obviously, having not earned the AQ for the NCAA tournament, the fate of the school's first ever bid to the NCAA postseason tournament rested in the hands of the NCAA committee. What do you remember about your emotions and the team's emotions waiting for that announcement? And then once, obviously, you guys heard that you were in the tournament as an at-large bid, what was your reaction?
Oh, there was so many nerves. I mean, I was so nervous it wasn't going to happen. We're a young program, and I wanted it so badly for our team. Those seniors who were graduating worked so tremendously hard, and, you know, every coach is going to blame themselves for the loss at championship time and losing the SEAC. I felt like that felt on my shoulders, and I thought, oh, I just need these girls to get here. They've been working so hard. And so it was a long wait. We had, I think, 2 weeks in between, so we're sitting. But the girls, they listened great. We talked about just staying prepared and having fun, enjoying ourselves, and they did. They were prepared for their finals, and they were prepared when we got to Muskegon, who hosted that regional.
Coach, having lost two close games in the SCAC tournament, your team opened up regional play with a 2-1 win over Allegheny. What kind of a lift did that bring to your team, you know, scoring a run in the bottom of the sixth to take the 2-1 lead after Allegheny had scored in the top of the sixth to tie the game, winning a close game like that after two tough losses in the SCAC tournament? How much confidence did that give you in the regionals?
Oh, it was gigantic, emotional for the team. It gave the team a sense of, wait, these girls are just like us. We can compete here, which a lot of the 2 weeks of prep was convincing the team that we could compete at the regional level. You get those questions after you lose a tournament, and that was definitely one of those games that I thought was key. I called a lot of coaches, got some advice, and their advice was, this was the theme of the tournament, just don't go there to be a participant. If you get to go, go win. And we talked a lot about that. Let's enjoy ourselves, but it's exciting to be a participant. No one can take that away from us. But instead of just saying we participated, let's go win it. And the first game in any double elimination softball tournament happens to be the most important, and that was key.
Coach DePaul continued to guide its way through the winner's bracket, including a 10-inning, 4-3 win over Bridgewater to advance to that regional championship game. Knowing you were just one win away from the Softball World Series and your first ever trip in the NCAA tournament, what was that like for you as a head coach, knowing that you were so close, one win away, and how did you address that to your team?
Oh, it was unbelievably nerve-wracking, exciting, and this would be the one time in my career I would say it was great not to know what was ahead. As an athlete, I was never in this situation. I didn't even know what we were headed into, and I'm thinking ignorance was good. How we talked to the team was we turned to having a good time, enjoying ourselves, and being proud of our accomplishments. So we embraced the Division III mentality of we are well-rounded student athletes. We have good balance. We were taking finals after finals in the hotels every evening, and we were reminded of our responsibilities at all times of being a student. And we just tried to enjoy a couple extra ice creams at night and some celebrations. But it was nerve-wracking, and I could tell with the girls, but I didn't hide it with my girls. I made sure they knew I was just as excited and just as nervous, but we can do this together.
Coach, you face off against Bridgewater for the second time in as many days. Knowing, obviously, you knew that they had to beat you twice. I can imagine as a coach, you had no interest in even thinking about a second game against them. What did you remember telling your girls right before the game against Bridgewater that eventually you won to go to the World Series?
There was definitely a lot of, I'm proud of you, I'm excited for you. But in all honesty, the girls needed to go home. So the SCAC, we had so much travel that year, and it just felt like, oh, my goodness, we're going to travel again. And we missed the finals, getting ready for graduation. Staying in another hotel was just dreaded. And I have to be really honest, what I told the girls is, this is the first time in softball history you win and you go home. Whereas usually we grow up knowing you lose and you go home. And I said, girls, you win, you get to go home. And they were like, for real, we get to sleep in our beds? I said, just win a game. And they knew if we lost, it was another night in the hotel. And we just sat on that. They knew they could do it. They knew they did it once before, and they knew they could play together as a team. They were pretty loose, but they wanted to go home. So, first and only time in my career that's come where I was telling girls, win so we can go home.